It's The Crush, 95.9 and 95.5, streaming at KRSH.com. That was Springsteen with Badlands. Well, we've got Ziggy the Wine Gal on the line. Ziggy, are you there?
I am very here.
Yes, excellent. Good morning. Good morning.
Good sunshiny morning to you. I am live from San Francisco,
where it's
already almost 63 degrees. There are no clouds and no fog. It is clear, blue, and fabulous.
Fantastic.
I'm so happy to see the sunshine today. I'm kind of over the whole rain and fog and cold and clouds and dismal and gray, and it's sunshiny today. So it's a happy, happy Wine Wednesday, and I'm glad to be live from the city. There's so much going on this week. I decided to be here all week, and I'd love to thank our sponsors for Wine Wednesday. Oliver's Markets. Of course, we all know now they have four locations and they are all fabulous. And there really is nobody that supports local like Oliver's Markets and Willoughby's Wine and Spirits. They have two locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. I love being in my city by the bay. I grew up here, so it's always such a pleasure to come back. And sometimes it gets you in the Wayback Machine when you're going through all these streets and neighborhoods, remembering things as it was when you were little. But it was a really fun dinner last night, and I wanted to share it with everybody this morning on Wine Wednesday. I was at One Market Restaurant, which is right across from the Ferry Building, and it's so easy to get into the city by taking the SMART train to the ferry, as I did yesterday. But I was at One Market last night for an epic farewell and a swan song dinner with Mac McDonald of Vision Cellars. And I've been in love with his Pinot Noirs for so many years, and he is finally tossing in the hat. And this was an amazing farewell, and it was coinciding with Black History Month. And so we had a famous sommelier of color, Tanya Pitts, there last night, and she's amazing. And a lot of other chefs and sommeliers and people that are big fans of Vision Cellars. So it was just an incredible, incredible night. I think it was about 6 or 7 hours I was there last night. It was so much fun. But today, we take that hat off, and we're going to be embracing the Italians today and tomorrow. For 2 days, I'll be here in San Francisco doing all kinds of fun with a lot of Italian winemakers that come into San Francisco once a year to celebrate Tre Bicchieri, which is a big Gambrero Rosso tasting taking place in Fort Mason. So today I'm going to be having an incredible lunch with Barolo, a Barolo producer by the name of Fontana Fredda. And I'm going to be tasting Barolo wines from the Piemonte, from this producer that go back to 1982. I'm so, so, so excited. So I'm in my happy place. I didn't have to go to Italy this time for it. They're all coming here. And I'm very excited about it. And tomorrow, of course, there's a big tasting, lots of things happening at A16 and a lot of the other Italian restaurants in San Francisco to celebrate. But in the spirit of Italy, I thought I would talk about the Negroni this morning. So instead of having one wine of the week or one cocktail, I wanted to talk about the Negroni, which is an Italian classic and definitely the spirit of Italy. And a lot of times people think of Italy because of wine, and of course, who wouldn't? But the Negroni is a cocktail that is so delicious and so easy to make. And you're not hearing my cocktail shaker this morning because this type of cocktail does not require a cocktail shaker. That's right. Some cocktails are meant to be stirred, and this is definitely one of those cocktails. So if you don't have a fancy Yari glass in your bar to stir up your cocktails, you can certainly use a pint glass or a larger vessel to stir this cocktail up. But it only has three ingredients, and it's really, really easy to make because you're going to put equal parts of all three ingredients. And that's it. That's all you're going to do to make a Negroni. It's equal parts of gin. So choose your favorite gin. Of course, I always love to choose local, like Grifo. I love, or Young and Yonder. You're going to put some vermouth in there. Now, this is going to be a red vermouth, which is known as a sweet vermouth, although this is a savory cocktail. And then you're going to put equal parts of Campari. So if you do, say, one shot of gin, one shot of vermouth, one shot of Campari, there you go. You're going to put it in a glass with a measure of ice and give it a stir until it's nice and chilled. And then you're going to have a prepared glass on the side. I usually use like a large rocks glass. and put a beautiful ice cube in there. And then you're going to strain it over the ice. And then a simple garnish is just a wonderful wedge of orange. Or you could do an orange peel, but the citrus definitely makes this drink. Now, this is what we call a spiritus drink, because if you noticed, it's all ingredients are spirits. So it's not for the weak of heart, but it is definitely savory, salubrious, and it is so delicious. And the color of it is beautiful, of course, coming from the Campari, which is red. So again, to make the Negroni, you use equal parts of gin, red vermouth, and Campari. It is so, so easy. And if you really want to get fancy pants with it, you can use some ice from Abstract Ice, which is a local company in Sonoma County, and they make the most incredible ice cubes that are clear, and they have all kinds of shapes, and they're readily available. You can get them at Willoughby's, as a matter of fact, and lots of other places in Sonoma County. So that is our cocktail of the week in the spirit of Italy, as I'm live from San Francisco, the Negroni, equal parts gin, red vermouth, and Campari, easy and fun. So that wraps up a Wine Wednesday, and I can't wait to tell you next Wednesday when I'm live in the studio all about my shenanigans with the Italians the next couple of days. So
pretty
maybe
tough.
If you were here, you would be loving this beautiful city by the bay. It's so sunshiny and gorgeous, and I'm looking forward to 67 degrees it's supposed to be today.
Okay, I'm only just a little tiny bit jealous of you hanging out in beautiful San Francisco with the Italian winemakers. Come on. It is a tough job. Someone has to do it.
Well, there you go. I'll probably end up at a blues bar in North Beach tonight. Who knows?
Well, keep me posted. Thanks for checking in.
You're welcome.
Enjoy all that, and we'll check in with you next week.
Cheers.
Cheers.